Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Brethren, I have always had a fascination and a real interest in the settlement and westward expansion of our country. Lewis and Clark, the Pony Express, the Oregon Trail, these things have just always intrigued me. Well, one year, as we were journeying to the Feast of Tabernacles in Bend, Oregon, we passed through Idaho, and we visited a location along the Snake River called Three Island Crossing. It is well named because this is a place in the Snake River, which is wide and wild, where there are three islands, and this was the place where the pioneers traveling to Oregon would make their crossing. Traversing rivers was difficult. It was dangerous. But this seemed like a logical crossing because instead of having to traverse the entire distance bank to bank, the settlers could make it first just from the shore to the first island, and then from that island to the second island, and then the third, and finally the bank beyond. I was eager to see this. And when we arrived, we entered the visitor center. It was a nice visitor center, good displays. And as I've told you, I eat that stuff up. I found it very interesting. But when I looked out the window to gaze across the river at these three islands, there's only one word to describe my reaction. Disappointment. I was so disappointed. Because I thought I would look out and see 1, 2, 3, these three islands, big as you please. But I couldn't see that. I could see the first island, and kind of in the distance, I could see the second island, and the third, well, I knew it was over there somewhere behind the second island, but I couldn't see them clearly. And I was disappointed. Here we were, at the edge of the river, along the bank. And you know rivers, their water, they're flat. And so I could not see all of those islands clearly. And I mentioned this to one of the staff members. She nodded and said, well, in order to see that, you need to be viewing it from the hill on the other side of the river. Oh, she said, I can give you directions. And she did. She gave us directions. I think we had to cross the river on a bridge. Maybe it took us about half an hour, all told. We had to wind around, actually, through a residential area. And I remember Sherry and I saying, is this right? But lo and behold, it was. And finally, when we reached this vantage point on the other side, we knew we were in the right place. Because we could, from here, gaze down on the river beneath, and just like three jewels, 1, 2, 3 islands were right there in the middle of the stream. I remember thinking, well, that's where the visitor center should be located, but it's not, and I think for other reasons, it's located where it is on the other side. But I was so glad that we went up and saw, from this vantage point, all three of those islands. Because I'll tell you, brethren, I really saw them clearly. Well, you know, this left me with an important lesson. Sometimes I encounter the exact same situation in my life as a Christian, where I don't see the whole picture that I'm expecting. And today, let's explore this issue a little bit, and we'll see that God sees more than I do. If you're looking for a title, it's simply this: God sees more than I do. Let's begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. The Apostle Paul writing here in 1 Corinthians 13, and in verse 12, he states, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face." Just as I could not see all three of these islands clearly, we're told here by the Apostle Paul that we don't currently see or understand all the details about God's plan and our Christian calling. God has revealed many of those details to us, but not all. We can't see all of them clearly. And here Paul says, someday, when Jesus Christ returns, and when we receive eternal life, we will understand, we will see clearly. But that day is not yet. Proverbs 15, verse 3. Let's gain some more insight into the vision that God has. Proverbs 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and on the good. I could not see all three of those islands from my original vantage point. It was only after I took higher ground that I was able to see them. But here, we're told that Almighty God doesn't have that problem. Instead, we're told here that His vision, His eyes are everywhere, and His view is never obstructed or limited as mine was. Finally, Hebrews 4, verse 13. Let's gain some final insight here. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Now, up until now, I've been reading from the New King James Version, but I would like to read this verse from the New International Version because I think it really captures the meaning that we're seeking today. In Hebrews 4:13, we read, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. God can clearly see those three islands in the Snake River. Today, yesterday, tomorrow, and always. They are never hidden from His view. But that's not all. Neither are my actions as well as my sins. God sees them. And likewise, God sees what's in my mind, what's in my heart. God's vision is perfect and unobstructed, and He never is at a loss. Well, the three island crossing truly is an interesting sight. It's well worth the trip there if you're in that neck of the woods, as they say. But you know, at first I could not fully appreciate it because my vision, my view was limited. Thankfully, God's vision never is. You see, brethren, that's because God sees more than I do.